American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 809. Here is the translated text as follows. Thomas Cooper. Thomas Cooper was once asked if he was the same editor attacking the president who had previously sought office from the very man he now criticized. Cooper confirmed that he was indeed the same person and saw nothing improper in his actions. According to him, it was not he who had changed, but John Adams. In 1797, the president was hardly in the infancy of political mistakes. At that time, Adams had not yet declared that a Republican government might mean anything. He had not sanctioned the Alien and Sedition Acts or the abolition of trial by jury. He had not burdened the country with the expense of a standing army, nor inflicted it with a permanent navy. He had not brought the nation's credit so low as to necessitate borrowing money at 8% interest, nor had he planned embassies to Russia, Prussia, and the Sublime Porte. Furthermore, he had not interfered with the course of justice or delivered poor Robbins to the mock trial of a British court-martial. For this publication, Cooper was indicted under the Sedition Act for libeling the President of the United States. He pleaded not guilty, asserted the truth of the facts, and requested subpoenas for the president and several members of the Senate and House. Judge Chase forbade this and declared the attempt to subpoena the president an improper and indecent act. Since Congress was in session, the summoned members could have invoked their privileges and refused to attend. However, they came voluntarily, sat through the trial, and were ultimately not utilized by Cooper. When the jury pronounced him guilty and the court was about to impose a sentence, Judge Chase inquired who would pay the fine. If it was the Republican Party, the court would impose the maximum penalty allowed by law. If it was Mr. Cooper himself, the court would consider the circumstances. Judge Peters candidly stated that the matter of party affiliation had no bearing on the fine. Mr. Cooper was to be punished, not the Republican Party. Consequently, the fine was set at $400, and the term of imprisonment was fixed at 6 months. This narrative of the trial is taken from McMaster's description of it in Volume 2 of History of the People of the United States, pages 465, 467.